Estonia, Malta, Latvia, and 7 other countries could join the 15-member European Union as early as next year. If they do, that will present the organization with a unique challenge. That many countries mean a lot of people will be speaking different languages. The BBC's Chris Morris reports.
De l'Unione Europea.
Questo non sostituisce.
Sto VIP.
Punto. Avrà un.
Hundreds of interpreters work in European institutions in Brussels every day. They have 11 official languages to deal with, enough to keep everyone pretty busy. Carol Montgomery has worked as an English interpreter here since 1972. As she's watched the number of countries in the EU rise, so the system of what's called relay translation has taken root.
There are more people, more languages. Perhaps in the French booth, there will be an interpreter who understands Greek and who will work from Greek into French. And then we will tune in to the French channel to give an English rendering.
So it can get pretty complicated at times.
It can, yes.
But it's not just meetings and press conferences like this. There are thousands and thousands of documents to be translated as well. And it's going to get worse. The coming enlargement of the European Union could more or less double the number of official languages. The system could start grinding to a halt.
English, French, German, Spanish and Greek.
But the Commission says it won't, and increasingly urgent plans are being laid to make sure this multilingual mix can handle the most complicated enlargement the EU has ever seen.
For example, I have documents I've opened.
Angeliki Petritz helps run one of the Commission's secret weapons, a computer-based translation system which can process 2,000 pages an hour. It's certainly not perfect. A missing hyphen meant it recently translated vice president into Spanish as the president of vice. But it can save time, even if it's no real substitute for hard human graft.
And then I click on translate.
The system is being updated to include Hungarian and Polish, but the majority of languages will still be left out.
Hola. Hi.
Guten Tag.
Primera.
Hello.
This video promoted 2001 as the European Year of Languages. Beneath the razzmatazz, it's a deeply emotional subject involving core issues of national pride. When the European Commission tabled proposals for bureaucratic reform, the French and the Germans detected a plot to secure the supremacy of English by stealth. The Vice President of the Commission, Neil Kinnock, admits that his French colleagues are somewhat sensitive about what they call the language of Molière.
But I don't think it's Shakespeare 6, Molière 4. I just think that that's part of the process of evolution. What's essential, of course, is that the right of every member state to use its language has got to be sustained, and a complete honouring of the right of a European citizen to communicate in the language of choice and to get a reply in that language.
So while the spread of English continues to rise above the hubbub, interpreters and translators are in great demand. There are already more than 100 possible language combinations in the EU. Within a few years, there could be more than 600. But when enlargement actually happens, Europe's commitment to linguistic diversity will be put to the test as never before.
The BBC's Chris Morris in Brussels.